Live. Catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.
Welcome to Point of View. My name is Phemelo Mutine, and thank you so much for being with us. Our Thursday edition of Point of View, and as you know, just after 9 o'clock, Sheldon will be with us, and we're going to be talking about cover versions of songs. So it's going to be lovely. Leroy Mark will come through just before that, and movies and the theatre, and we'll have some political analysis. The ANC has its NEC underway. We'll have a chat with Sandy Leswana about that, and Crispin Peary, Derco's minister. Spokesperson is going to talk to us about how the minister has reacted to the killing of Hamas political leader. He says there needs to be an investigation there. But let's start here. Herman Mashaba, Action SA leader, is in studio with us this evening just to discuss a few things. Thank you so much, Mr. Mashaba, for being with us. Good evening and welcome.
Thank you, Pamela, and much appreciate this opportunity. Lovely as always, having this moment.
I think it was maybe just over 8 days ago when we had Michael Bowman in studio with us.
Okay.
Just to talk to us about a press briefing that you held about your engagements with the ANC. And I just want us to start there because it will get us to where we are right now. Your reasons for actually eventually going to the ANC was based on the fact that your constituencies were saying, look, yes, you know, we've done well in Gauteng. Mm-hmm. What are you going to do with our votes? It's time to talk to the ANC. How difficult was that decision for you?
Well, for me, it was one of those difficult decisions that I had to accept and live with, and said to myself after listening to our activists, our councillors, with the city of Johannesburg really almost about to collapse, Ekurhuleni with all these challenges, and with us as the Senate of Action SA having said that we want to be a constructive opposition. So the team said to us, Herman, let us actually be a constructive opposition with the powers. The ANC right now very vulnerable, and unfortunately people who actually suffer because of their vulnerability in these metros is because people, they don't really have the numbers. We have the numbers as Action SA. Just to give you an example, in the city of Johannesburg, 44 councillors, yep, with the ANC at 90. That really, and obviously IFP also is part of this arrangement. Mm-hmm. So we've got the numbers and we can run a stable situation. So I then felt, you know what, let me actually put my personal frustration and anger with the ANC to collapse this country, because then future generations will judge me for that. And I had a change of mind, and I think what the team proposed obviously made sense, to say, look, let us not really co-govern with the ANC. Let's obviously allow them to run the executive, but obviously with one condition, and it's not negotiable, it's that they've got to remove Mayor Gwamanda, because the job is way above his competence. We cannot justify to the residents of the city of Johannesburg why we have to assist the ANC to run a good government with someone like that. So we then said we will take over the legislature, which they accepted. So we waited for them. Actually, we supposed to have, they requested that we have a meeting today on Monday. They requested us to have a meeting today. I'm still waiting for now, and I don't know, is it because of, as you are aware, they've got the NEC. So I will take it that perhaps there's a reason, or maybe they're playing games with us. We are used to political parties playing games with us, you know, the games that the DA played with us. So I don't know right now, is it whether ANC is playing games with us, or they have genuine internal issues to deal with. So I don't know, but we'll hear from them as and when, but it's no longer possible to meet this time of the night. If they need to meet, I don't know if I'll be able to accommodate them tomorrow, and unfortunately I've got a funeral to attend to. A family member died in Amanskraal, so tomorrow I'll be in Temba. So Saturday morning attend the funeral. So the ALS, if ever they're still willing to talk, I'm available on Sunday. And unfortunately, these negotiations, I've got to lead them myself because they are really crucial. I'm not really prepared to. Yes, I'll be with my team, but I have to personally lead the team myself.
Initially, it was two conditions. It wasn't just the one condition of the mayor resigning. It was also the surcharge issue.
That one is resolved. You remember last Thursday, MMC of Finance made the announcement that this matter will be reviewed when they do the adjustment budget in February. Because obviously, you can't change the budget in the middle of the year. You're not allowed by law. Unfortunately, municipalities are controlled by legislation. Mm-hmm. So the ALS, they can make the withdraw that report. It'll only happen with adjustment budget. So unfortunately, our residents have got to bear with the situation for the next few months. The end of 1st of March, if ever we our negotiations with the ANC are successful, first of March next year, they won't have that surcharge.
It's true. They've also made that very clear to us. You have also said, you know, you're going to be patient with them and let this whole process go through because the budget is also, they've just now passed the loan. Everybody has agreed on the fact that
you supported
that, right? Mm. Did they give you in principle that they will actually review the surcharge? Do you believe? Is there anything that they've committed to?
No, remember we were clear that we're not signing any agreements with the ANC. We will work on an issue by issue basis, mm-hmm. and we work on good faith. If anyone demonstrates to society about our dishonesty, it would be up to society to really judge. They've made a commitment mm-hmm. in council. Mm-hmm. Already issuing the statement. If they renege, I think it will be up to society to judge them. But I think ANC, after what they experienced with the recent elections, if they want to continue suffering, then it's up to them. I can't really decide for them. But my advice to them, actually, even when I raised this as one of the conditions, I said, guys, it's about you as the ANC. People are up in arms. Mm. You cannot really be so arrogant. You've got to listen to people. Mm. Like I had a change of mind a few months ago. I said I wouldn't. But obviously, we live in a totally different world, and sometimes you take your own personal issues out when it's necessary.
Do you feel that your constituency is going to be okay with that decision going into the local government elections, that you had decided to go and have that conversation with the ANC?
Well,
as you're saying, they directed you.
Well, actually, I can tell you, if I'd refused to listen to our constituency,
you were going to be in trouble
as
an individual. Got you.
Individual. I think I know I'm a strong person and I have my own views, but I think this one made sense and it was a very difficult decision. Mm. But after engaging our caucuses, mm-hmm. our Gauteng PEC, mm. I said, Herman, please
put your own personal issues
behind.
The ANC is taking long to move on with this issue, your proposal. What was the last conversation you had with the ANC? Did they commit to hearing you, wanting to work together with you?
Last night, they requested a meeting today. The Premier spoke when they were in the legislature with Funzi, requesting that we have a meeting today after the conclusion of the legislature. But I've not even heard from Funzi. Perhaps they're still busy there, so I can accept. I'll take it for granted. Take it in good faith.
So before that, there was no conclusion at all? Before the request for the meeting yesterday, there was no conclusion.
No, there was. After what happened when this deal was concluded, first, obviously, they made contact with us.
Yes.
Wanting to speak to us mm-hmm. 2 weeks or 2-3 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. I then sent Michael and Funzi to go and speak to them. Mm-hmm. It was the ANC and the EFF.
Yes.
Sorry, and the IFP. They went the meeting with them, and then afterwards, then ANC wanted to fund. A day later, ANC wanted to have a follow-up meeting with me directly to see if that is true what these guys are saying, because I had given them the mandate this proposal. But then they wanted to meet with me directly, and then yes, I met with the premier, with the secretary general, whatever they call them, and the Gauteng people. I had two meetings with them, including the one on the day that I received the mandate from Senate, because the first meeting I had personally with the premier and his team, I said, guys, this is my proposal. In principle, if you are happy, look, unfortunately, I don't have the powers. Please allow me to present it to Senate, and if our Senate is happy, then I'll come and present to you. And yes, and I had a meeting with Senate the other Saturday. Our Senate, after 3 hours of deliberations, we did not even have to vote on the matter. 23 of us said, it makes sense, let's go for it. And the very same afternoon then called them. We had further meetings with ANC, with the Premier and his team. We agreed on the timelines. In fact, if I think from their side, why this is the way they were, because we had agreed by this week, there'll be an election of the new mayor and the speaker.
Correct.
But then, obviously, then on Monday, on last week, Friday, then they brought this to attention. Says, guys, unfortunately, this week is going to be difficult because there's already 2 days scheduled council meeting.
Okay.
And then it will not really be the proper to disrupt this. Let's go through this council meeting, this 2 day council meeting, and then we can resume. That's why they requested a meeting today.
Got you. Because when we spoke to the ANC, they also had said to us by the end of the week. So you were at least given the courtesy to say, look, there are council meetings, give us a bit more time.
And I accepted it in good faith, and including actually on Monday, our caucus phones me up to say we've received council documents, and there's a report on the election of chairpersons. And I was up in arms, contacted the ANC, and says, no, sorry, we didn't know about this. We'll ask them to withdraw it.
Okay.
And they withdrew it.
Okay.
So they withdrew those reports.
Okay.
But we are concerned
about the time frame.
No, one of the issues passed on Tuesday in council, which they did not bring to our attention. I don't know whether they missed it or not, but they appointed the secretary to council, someone who's not qualified to be in that position. So we issued a press statement, we've given it to our legal people. In the event that we don't agree on with the ANC on the way forward, we'll have to really go to the courts to reverse that appointment, because unfortunately enough for them, the person that they've appointed as the secretary to council does not have the required qualifications to serve in that role.
You've been very clear that you would like to take the speaker role.
No, that's
very clear. Have you got a candidate, and I know it's not your candidate, but have you got a candidate that you will support? They have advanced their own candidate for mayorship. Would you support that?
Well, we made it clear to them we don't want Commander.
Outside of that, when you're done with that.
But we said to them, we are not going to prescribe to them who they put forward.
Mm-hmm.
But one thing that we asked them is, I said, Premier, please give us someone competent and ethical. Someone who's not going to embarrass us, because please understand, Premier, when you work with me or you work with HNSA, we don't cover for anyone. As DA in Tshwane, when they thought we will support their corruption because we govern with them, we're not going to cover. Please give us someone competent and ethical, because we don't want to be covered by anyone.
Mm.
That's been my life, 26 of this month, I'm turning 65. So I'm not a young man any longer. I don't have much time left on this earth. So So I'm that kind of person, you know.
So
I'm
not, as, the, you know, as
I,
you said,
I don't want to be misled or be, you know, someone playing games with me, because I don't play games with others.
Dada Morero?
I think, honestly, for us as SNSA, would really be unfair to prescribe who the ANC must put forward. Because one thing that you can imagine, Pamela, if we say to say the ANC, we decide for them, then they must also decide who was.
Fair enough, yeah.
We leave it to them.
It's just a question of whether you would think they have already announced that that's their candidate. It's just a question of whether, based on what you've just said, this was somebody that you would not have a problem with.
Yeah, no, from our side, absolutely.
Right.
No, I'm not personally, or even from SNSA, someone who's red flagged him.
Okay.
So we don't really have any issues. However, mm-hmm. we cannot guarantee human beings, including us as SNSA. You can imagine if these negotiations with the ANC are successful. Mm. That means we've, as SNSA, we must deploy people. Can I guarantee them that they're not going to do stupid things? That is why I'm saying to the ANC, hold us accountable on the same standard that we are holding you on.
So, are you going to give yourselves a timeline? If the ANC does not come back to you with some sort of a conclusion, what's your way forward? Are you going to be calling for the mayor to step down? Are you going to put forward a motion of no confidence?
I think I'd requested the ANC to do it in a dignified manner, because Kwamanda did not put himself there. He was put in by the compromise between the ANC and EFF. Mm. I said treat him humanly and in a dignified manner. Mm. So let's avoid having a motion of no confidence. But if honestly, for me, if ANC does not want to remove him, if SNSA brings in a motion of no confidence, we don't have the numbers on our own. Mm. So it's not going to help. And as you are aware, DA refused. DA doesn't want
to work with anyone.
No, it doesn't want to really deal with poor people here and carry their problems.
Can we take a quick break? I'll be back with Herman Mashaba, who's actually SA leader, just to continue our conversation about what is happening in Gauteng. So thank you so much for staying with us. Herman Mashaba, actually SA leader, is in studio with us. And before we went to the ad break, I was asking, we were talking about the DA and whether the DA would be a partner in helping them in their motion of no confidence against Kwamanda. And I'm sure you remember that response. No, the DA would not want to participate. Would you lobby others to support you in this motion?
Honestly, it's not going to be necessary, because if obviously you don't have ANC supporting you or the DA, you're not going to have the numbers. Unfortunately, this is the numbers game. So we can do the deal. If ANC can treat Kabel, the Kwamanda, in a dignified manner, I think there's no reason why they could not really remove him. Because for us, unfortunately, it's a deal breaker. There's just no way that we can really, not just SNSA member, all the 6 million residents of the city of Johannesburg, there's no way SNSA would subject them to a Kwamanda mayorship. So if ANC it's hell-bent on keeping him, then that's fine. Let's continue like this. At least we can one day die if this country collapses, that we tried to do our best in saving that situation.
Mm.
And also one thing that's really very important, and I want the Premier and one in the ANC, to really be very careful with how they manage this process. Because if they manage it badly, they're going to subject themselves to the DA abuse, because if ever they can allow a DA into power in Gauteng and these metros, I'm afraid poor residents of these metros are in big trouble. You think what they're doing to poor people in the Western Cape? And there's a reason why you remember I resigned, because they called me an EFF mayor, providing portable toilets to people who did not have toilets. And they said, no, I must cut grass in Sandton. So, yes, if DA takes over with ANC, Sandton will be a shining place. But people of Alexander, Soweto, they'll see what DA can do to poor people.
Every political party, as you said, has a prerogative to do whatever they want to do. Internal politics, they can deal with that by themselves. Were you concerned if you have heard what Al Jamar's leader has had to say? Have you heard what he has had to say since your press briefing, and does that concern you?
Well, their national leader about some investigation that why I'm doing this is because I want to kill some investigation against me. And that investigation, Pamela, I'm sure from Jeff Makubu's times, probably this is the fourth time bringing this matter to trying to find something, including, remember when ANC at the time when I was the mayor reporting me to the public protector.
They're saying that you had a rogue, and
the public protector find some wrongdoings against me, and I took it on reviewing my personal capacity using my own money, and the public protector never even protected this case, and I was cleared by the South African High Court with a skating attack against the public protector that this is totally unacceptable, where you can just really accuse someone with no real effects behind you. So if they want to proceed, I'm not going to really stop them, because, I don't really have anything that would really give me sleepless nights.
For those who don't know, the allegations are that you had a rogue unit internally doing your own personal investigations alongside what would have been illegal.
To start off with, I don't even know what, to be honest with you, and I've said this so many times, I don't even know what they're talking about. Even up to today, I can stand in front of any court of law in this country. I have no idea what they're talking about. I only heard about those issues after I'd left, that there are such things. And General Sibiya dealt with those issues, and I had no interest in following up to see what is it that they bought, because as a mayor, I had no authority on ordering anything, making payments. I served as a mayor of the city of Johannesburg for 3 years. Mm. I don't even know how they make their payments. The only thing what I check as a mayor, every month when I have make-home, that's when the finance people come and present finances and so forth. Who and how they make payments and who the suppliers are, those issues had absolutely nothing to do, even by law. So, and I'm not the kind of person who would easily break the law deliberately, you know. So, I had no reason to spy on other people. For what? The reason why, Pamela, people think I'm a stubborn person, because I've been trained not to stand on the fence on issues. That's why some people don't like me. They think I'm hard. Because, like I've discussed with you, I don't stand on a fence on issues. It's either what you see is what you get, and I have no reason to spy on people. For what? And it'll never be my life to really spy on anyone. I've got no reason, even if I can have the powers. And I had no powers. But even if I had the powers, I'd not even really attempt. Because you can imagine if I had given such instructions to General Sibiya and his teams. You know, when you do something like that in life, it'll haunt you one day somewhere along the line. Because the very same people that you trusted today, one day they'll turn against you. It is for that reason, Herman Mashaba, I can assure you, no one will ever have a gun on my head, on anything in life, on anything I've done. Because everything that I've done, I've never really been deliberate. If I made mistakes in life, I'm a human being, I'm fallible. But mistakes, the way I make mistakes, I will apologize. to say, I'm sorry, I didn't really mean it. I acted in good faith at the time. I thought the decision I took was the right decision, but with no real agenda. What I present to you at any point in time is what's on the agenda.
Mr. Mashaba, I really appreciate you giving us time and for giving us that update. We'll obviously wait, like you're waiting. We'll wait for hopefully the next time you tell the nation what's happening, you'll be in a joint press briefing, maybe? Maybe.
Yeah, well, actually, the Saturday we met after the Senate approved.
Yes, yes.
The Premier and the ANC wanted us to have a joint press conference. And we said, as Section SA, he says, no, because we're not in coalition. We are going to have ours, and then you can have yours. And then whatever we presented to the press, ANC has never denied anything that we've said, you know. So we wait for them to really have their own press conference and obviously dispute or negate what we've said, because everything that we've said is what we agreed. If they've changed their mind, they must just come and tell us, guys, I'm afraid we are not really getting the support of our structures. We will accept it and move on, because it's not going to be the end of the world for us.
Appreciate your time. Thank you very much, Mr. Mashaba. Herman Mashaba, Action SA leader.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.